Our message this morning is titled,
Love in the Church. And our text is from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. This whole section talks about behaving like a Christian. And that's what it's going to be about. It says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Amen. Love in the church. In these five verses of Romans, Paul, by the Holy Spirit, shows us how love is to be demonstrated in the church. The church is not just this local body, but it is the body of all believers in Jesus Christ. These verses are a very tall order to fulfill. We cannot fulfill God's commands of demonstrating His love on our own. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. Before we can love God, we must have the love of God in us from the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 5, verse 5, one of my favorite verses, it says, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The love of God is only in us when it's been poured or shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. In Titus chapter 3, verse 6, it says, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Lord. The love of God is overflowing in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which was given to us by Jesus Christ. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. We can show God's love to others only because we have the love of God poured out into our hearts. The love of God is a love we are to share with our fellow believers. The love of Christ is the love that has been given to us by the grace of God. God's love cannot be separated from us. I want you to hear that and always know that. God's love cannot be separated from you. When you believe in Jesus Christ, that love is there, and it's always there. It's in your heart. His love is genuine, and our example is from Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. This is what these two verses say. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate the love of God from you. Nothing. We must sincerely love if we are to follow Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which says we are to be a living sacrifice and have a renewed mind. We are to have a love that loves regardless of what's happening around us. It's so easy for our witness to be broken down when we do not love from the heart. It's not easy to be genuine. And if our love is to be genuine and real from the heart, we need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit for help. It's the Holy Spirit that pours the love of God into our hearts. The first command from our text God gives us is that He wants our love to be real. He wants our love to be real. It says in verse 9, Let love be without hypocrisy. Our love is to be sincere and from the heart. We need to dedicate ourselves to love, which means identify ourselves with God and with God's interests. When we show the love of God that has been given to us by the Holy Spirit, it is to be real. Real. Are there people in your life that wouldn't be there if you weren't a Christian? I'm sure there are many people that you know and love and care about and care about and love you because you will know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. It's so important that we love as God loves from the heart. The very next part of verse 9 says this: we are to hate what is evil. This is not speaking of what's around us, but what's inside of us. Hate what's evil. That's speaking of what's inside of us. Remember Paul said in Romans chapter 7, that his sin nature and ours is to do things that we do not want to do. When we do something that is not right, and we will, we're to hate it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, it says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. We are God's ambassadors. Have you ever thought of that of yourself? That you are an ambassador for Almighty God? We are. And as such, we are to hate what is evil and be the best witness that we can be for our Almighty God. Boy, that's humbling. Humbling. To know that when we go out, whatever we're doing, we are God's ambassadors. We're speaking for God. Is that pretty humbling? It is. We are to be the best person, the best witness that we can be for God. Not just part of the time, but as much of the time that we can. All the time. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit's help. We're to cling to what is good, it says. What is good? Christ is good. And we are to cling to Christ. Verse 10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. In the King James, it brings in, be kindly affectionate to one another. Devoted means we commit our entire attention to loving our Christian brothers and sisters as a family. And you know what? I even think it goes beyond that. Because when you know a brother and sister in Christ, you can have more love for them than you have for your own family if they don't believe in Christ. You can. Because when we know a brother and sister, that's a person that we're going to know for eternity. And one that knows Jesus Christ, is loved by God and loves God and loves Jesus. We honor them above ourselves. When we exhibit love, there is a warmth, a tenderness, and a kindness that is felt. And I know each of you know that same thing. When you show love to someone, you have that warmth and tenderness and kindness. It's precious. Sharing love is not easy. It's work. It's a service. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's not our nature, believe it or not. It's not the nature of our flesh. But it is of Christ in us. When we have Christ in us, then we can share the love of God. Verse 11 states, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We're to have energy in our love to the point of rejoicing. Well, what do you think of that? When you love someone, you'd have enough energy, and so you're just to the point to rejoice in God. And yes, we should have that for our spouses. We should have that for our children. Have that for our brothers and sisters in Christ. That kind of love, where we just rejoice and have joy in our heart for them. It says, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. And verse 12 says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. You know, as I think of these verses, especially verse 12, about being continuing steadfastly in prayer and rejoicing in tribulation, I think of one of the struggles my daughter Amy went through. And I want to share this with you. I don't know if I've ever shared it with you before. This is a struggle our daughter Amy had about 8 years ago. And the only reason I know that is when she wrote something back to us, which I want to share. When she started teaching in South Korea, she had been feeling unliked by her students, alone and unappreciated. And then she had just found out that someone had stolen her credit card numbers and all of her money. She was over in South Korea and was broke. I mean, as soon as I found out, we wired her some money. But she had been really drained, not just financially, but emotionally. She was going through tribulation, and I cried out and prayed continually to God for her. In fact, I prayed for her until I did not know how to pray, and then I asked the Holy Spirit to pray for her, just the way it says in Scripture, to pray and pray and ask the Holy Spirit. One of the lessons during this time of trial was about helping to other people. I did a lot of insurance work back then, and I was between appointments in Duluth one day, on a Tuesday evening, and a man came up to me. I didn't know this person. He shared with me his need, and I helped him. After helping him, I thought to myself, if only someone could help Amy in South Korea like that. Then very shortly after that, we got an email from her, which she titled, God is good. Praise the Lord is right. Here's what she said. And the reason I'm sharing this is because it's something about such simple things that we take all for granted. She was about 25 at the time, I figure, in that area. She says, "Hi, Mom and Dad. Just a quick note to tell you how amazing God was to me today. Have you been praying extra hard or something?" And we had, I'm sure. "So I've been a little weary about going to the grocery store with just my credit card. I went there one time and it worked, but Lauren had told the cashier something in Korean, and the card worked. So I wondered if I needed to tell the cashier something, which obviously I couldn't do, for it to work. I also wondered if it would work since the whole bank fiasco. But today I used the last of my shampoo and had no groceries. So I knew in any case I had to try. Today is a beautiful day. It is nearly 80 degrees, and I always love to walk around Jempingyang, that's the town. My pants are already starting to get baggy, but my whole walk, I was worried if my card would work. I was praying and saying, Come thou font of every blessing, the whole way since today is Sunday, and I wasn't able to go to church. I thought I could have a little church service myself. I was about halfway to the grocery store. I wasn't quite sure where it was located since there are a few in town and I've only been to one. So I was praying I would find it too. When a car came up and stopped behind me and honked, I looked and it was Veronica, my school director. And she asked if I wanted a ride and where I was going. Miraculously, she had a card sitting on the seat with the name of the grocery store I was going to try and locate. I pointed to it, and she dropped me off right where I needed to be. And if that isn't amazing enough, my card worked, and now I have groceries and shampoo and conditioner. As if that whole experience wasn't in itself something to be very thankful for, I was walking back with my groceries. The bag was really heavy, and the cashier had stuffed all of the groceries into one bag when I heard Amy Teacher, behind me was a student that is no longer in my class, but one of the girls that I agreed to help out tomorrow night after work. She kept insisting to carry my bag, but it was so heavy that I wouldn't let her. Then she grabbed one of the handles and said, "Together." She lives in the apartments as I do, and we carried my very heavy grocery bag back together. Her name is Diana, and she told me how much her and the other girls I am helping like my smile and what a good teacher I am. Well, that was my day. I am still smiling. I got to my apartment and just kept saying, "Wow, God, thank you." So, Dad, please share with your congregation my little happy God is good story. So regardless of all the things that have happened, and I'm sure are bound to happen, one thing remains exceptionally clear to me today. God is good. Love you and miss you both. That is the lesson for us to always hold on to. God is good. God is going to make and meet our needs. Our final verse in our text is verse 13, which says, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. After helping that person I had met in a parking lot, I felt the whole experience was of God. And when I turned, I helped him, I turned back around, and all of a sudden he was gone. It happened that quickly. It made me think of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, which says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it." Amen is right. I really thought of that afterwards. The person said all the right things and then went on his way. It was what was needed for me and for the situation about Amy. We are told to share with God's people who are in need. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, it says this, "So then, while we have an opportunity, let us do good to those who are of the household of faith." While we have an opportunity. God gives us an opportunity almost every day in whatever way it might be, a smile, a kind word, a thought, or whatever it might be. God wants us to be sincere in our love. He wants us to hate evil and cling to what is good. We're to cling to Christ. Make love a commitment by working at loving others and devoting yourself to prayer and helping the saints. What does Jesus say about our love? Well, in John chapter 13, verse 35, he says this, "By this all men would know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." If we have love for each other, all people will know that we're a disciple of Christ. That's what the scripture says. That's what Christ our Lord says. Our love is of God and of the fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5:22. It speaks of love. Let us show God's love as we have opportunity. I want to share one little last little thing I came across a while back, which is really good. It says this. One evening just before the great Broadway musical star Mary Martin was to go on stage in the South Pacific, a note was handed to her. It was from Oscar Hammerstein, who at that moment was on his deathbed. The short note simply said this, "Dear Mary, a bell's not a bell till you ring it. A song's not a song till you sing it. Love in your heart is not put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away." Isn't that precious? Something so simple. We need to show God's love in all that we do. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just praise you and thank you for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this scripture. In Romans, you're telling us how to behave as a follower of Christ, as a Christian. For for our brothers and sisters in Christ. How we are to love them. And how we're to cling to Christ. Father, we just thank you for these words. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit would put them into our hearts and our souls and our minds, that they may stay there and that we may use them again as the Holy Spirit brings back opportunities for us. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.